Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 713. Visible translated text is as follows, was right in front of me. I said, I will be ready in a minute. And he went downstairs and I come to the office and put on my coat and hat and followed him and went down. When I went out, talking to Newt Lee was J.M. Gant, a man that was fired about 2 weeks ago. Newt Lee told me he wanted to get in to get a pair of shoes he had left there. I went and told Mr. Frank, and Mr. Frank said to me, what does he want? And I said, that's all right. And he has been here for a long time and went on home, and I got home about 6:25. Nothing else happened, that's all I know. I don't know what time Gant come down, but I went up. I saw him go in and I looked the door after him, but I didn't try them. I telephoned Newt. I tried to telephone him when I got home. He punches the clock at half-hour intervals, and the clock and the phone is in the office, and I didn't get an answer. And at 7 o'clock, I called him and asked him if Gant got his shoes, and he said yes. He got them all right. I said, is everything all right? And he said yes. And I told him I would be down at 7:30 the next morning, and he said all right. I have been in the habit of letting the watchman in our watchman. I have never heard of it. I never had any complaint against any watchman about it. As to whether any of our employees go there at night, Gant did when he was working there. He had a key, and sometimes he would have some work left over. I never have seen him go out until I go out. I go out and come back. But he has gone back before I left. But that is part of his duty. I took a bath Saturday night at my home. I changed my clothes. The clothes that I changed are the same clothes I had on Saturday. After I left the shop, I went to Jacob's Pharmacy and bought a box of candy for my wife and got home about 6:25.